Radio Daily for finally Frackin' Friday, the 16th of September, 2016. Tis all the geek without the wait. Good morning, hello, and happy birthday to my brother. It's geekradiodaily.com.
And you.
Folks,
shh.
No, please. We're not here to talk about me. That's not what this is about. This is about fun, people getting together.
It's his birthday, too.
Talking about
his birthday.
Yeah. Anyway, the people bringing things to you today, that there, the man who's figured it out, it's Saucy. I'm sure you do. Hi. Okay, it's my birthday. I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
Hey, I'm a firm believer in the philosophy of a ruling class, especially since I rule.
What happened, yo?
1620, pilgrims set sail from England on the Mayflower.
1662, John Flamsteed records his first astronomical observations during a solar eclipse from his home in Derby at the age of 16. He sends it to the Neil deGrasse Tysons of the day, ends up being the Astronomer Royal of England.
1763, in Campo Maior, Portugal, at 3 a.m., a storm hits the armory located on the castle's main tower, which contains 6,000 arabas of gunpowder and 5,000 pieces of ammunition, killing two-thirds of the inhabitants.
That's some Mythbusters
of the castle. Right?
That's what happens when you leave stuff laying around. 1908, automotive manufacturer General Motors is founded.
1920, the Wall Street bombing. A bomb in a horse wagon explodes in front of the J.P. Morgan building.
That's just like, what? They're always just trying to kill bank people. 1953, the first film shot using the CinemaScope widescreen process, The Robe, premieres at the Roxy Theater in New York City.
1959, the first successful photocopier, the Xerox 914, is introduced in a demonstration on live television from New York City.
1963, the science fiction television series The Outer Limits premieres on ABC, with The Galaxy being an anthology series that is amazing but only ran for 49 episodes.
1983, Orion Pictures releases the sci-fi comedy film Strange Invaders, starring Paul DeMatt and Nancy Allen.
1994, Universal Pictures releases Time Cop with Van Damme.
1998, Paraguay authorities destroy 5,000 pirated Nintendo systems that were seized.
Same year, the 56K V90 modem standard is officially ratified.
2005, at the Tokyo Game Show, Nintendo unveils its newest controller, later dubbed the Wiimote.
Everybody pretended they were kung fu fighting. And the popular anime series Naruto premieres in Canada on YTV cable channel for everyone that wanted that. Birthdays?
Kyla Pratt is 30 from the Dr. Dolittle movies. I'm pretty sure she was also in The Proud Family.
Okay. Max Magalia is 31 from Art School Confidential, Social Network, and The Internship.
Amy Poehler is 45, Upright Citizen Brigade, Saturday Night Live, and Parks and Rec.
Joel Heyman is 45, Caboose in Red vs. Blue, and he was in Laser Team.
Molly Shannon is 52 from Saturday Night Live, Superstar, Kath and Kim, and Bad Teacher.
Mike Mignola is 56, best known as the creator of Hellboy.
Kurt Busiek is 56, writer of Astro City, Avengers, and Conan.
Peter Kelligan is 57, Ranger Gord on the Red Green Show.
That's a great show.
I love that show.
It doesn't come on anymore anywhere,
sadly,
I don't think.
Sadly, no.
Maybe, no, I've never seen it on PBS in a long time. Well, I haven't seen it. Jennifer Tilly is 58, Moving Violations, Bound, Liar Liar, Bride of Chucky, Monsters, Inc. Mickey Rourke is 64, Diner, Rumblefish, 9.5 Weeks, Angel Heart, Sin City, and Iron Man 2.
Ed Begley Jr. is 67 from St. Elsewhere, Spinal Tap, Pagemaster, Batman Forever, and all the Christopher Guest mockumentaries.
No longer with this estate, 1875, James Cash Penny founded JCPenney.
1877, Jacob Schick, inventor and businessman, founded Schick Razors.
1888, W.O. Bentley, English race car driver and engineer, founded Bentley Motors Limited.
1898, H.A. Ray, American author and illustrator, co-created Curious George.
1914, Alan Font, creator and host of Candid Camera.
1920, Art Sampson, creator of the long-running comic strip The Born Loser. My mom loved that one.
1924, Lauren Bacall, The Big Sleep, Key Largo, and The Shootist.
1926, Tommy Bond, Our Gang, the first Jimmy Olsen in the Superman movie serials.
1927, Peter Falk, Columbo, It's a Mad, 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 Mad World, Murder by Death, and The Princess Bride.
1927, Jack Kelly, Bart Maverick from the 57 Maverick series, and the 91 Gambler movie.
1930, Anne Francis, Blackboard Jungle, Forbidden Planet, Mazes, and Monsters.
In 1945, Pat Stevens, the second voice of Velma on Scooby-Doo, and one of the Nurse Bakers on MASH, which should be somewhere on TV tonight.
Tonight on ABC, new episode of 2020.
CBS, it's a new Big Brother.
On NBC, American Ninja Warrior.
On Fox, it's a rerun of MasterChef.
Finale of Penn and Teller Fool Us on The CW.
Freeform is showing Willy Wonka.
The First 48 on A&E.
AMC showing Men in Black.
New episode of Treehouse Masters on Animal Planet.
Disney Channel, a new episode of Girl Meets World.
Mad Max Fury Road on Cinemax.
Comedy Central showing Big Daddy, which is probably the last decent Sandler flick.
New Bering Seagold on Discovery.
Seagulls are coming.
Seagulls.
FXX on The Simpsons, Lisa the Skeptic, Maximum Homer Drive, and The Real Housewives of Fat Tony.
Step Brothers is coming on E! Tonight.
Did you touch my drum set? FXM, Underworld Awakening.
Untraceable on Encore.
Did you touch my drum set? IFC is showing Epic Movie. Why would you waste your time?
Tonight on HBO, Michael Clayton.
MTV is showing 8 Mile. I really, really enjoyed that film.
Tonight on ID, new episode of Killer Clergy.
Sure. Sci-Fi Channel, the premiere of season premiere of Z Nation and the finale of Dark Matter.
New episode of Unlikely Animal Friends on National Geographic Live.
Turner Classic Movie showing The French Connection.
It Follows on Showtime.
TBS, a new episode of E-League.
True Lies on Stars.
VH1 showing Space Jam.
Tonight on Travel Channel, the premiere of Mysteries at the Museum.
But we're going to be watching the Lifetime Movie Network because with nowhere to go for winter break, Amy's invited to spend time with her friend Christine's family. What begins as a nice bonding experience turns into a nightmare. Kate Mancey and Beth Littlefort star in Unwanted Guest.
No blasted lettuce today!
Indeed not. So when you do think of something to say, feel free to drop a note. It's podcast@geekradiodaily.com. As for me, well, I'll tell you actually what it's going to be that I was going to tell you now in a bit, but not now, but in a bit. So stay tuned for that.
Do you find yourself nodding off at the wheel while driving to work because you stay up too late watching scary movies at night? Is the coffee not doing it for you? Well, Pseudopod has a solution. Never sleep again. That's right. Every week we podcast the absolute best in short horror fiction, professionally written and expertly narrated, guaranteed to weird you out and disturb the hell out of you while you drive to work. Is that even safe? Who cares? Check us out on the iTunes podcast directory. Click on Arts and then Literature. Or download directly from pseudopod.org. That's pseudopod.org. It's totally free to download. We pay our authors strictly through the donations of our listeners. But be warned, Pseudopod is absolutely inappropriate for children or anyone else whose innocence may be corrupted by stories this warped and twisted. We bring you intelligent, well-written stories. We just don't hold anything back when it comes to disturbing material.
Will this be fun?
Trust us. Pseudopod. The sound of horror.
Hi, this is Gareth David Lloyd, and you are listening to Geek Radio Daily with Billy Flynn.
Indeed you are. Welcome back to it. Finally, Frank and Friday. Yeah. Yeah, it's my birthday. So, thanks for being here for it.
I got an idea for a movie.
Doesn't everybody?
Folks do, and then they get made, and then they come out, and what are we going to see?
Bridget Jones's Baby.
Really? You want to see that?
No.
Okay. The continuing saga of Bridget Jones and her life. The thing I was going to tell you about before, but not, I'm going to go see Blair Witch. That comes out today.
Be a pagan sacrifice.
Heather's brother goes out in the woods to look for her, which is never a good idea, but who cares? This is the movie they made in secret, didn't even tell the studio. I am such a fan of this universe, this storyline. I had everything about it. I know every aspect. I'm insane over this. I'm looking forward to it.
The Snowden movie.
I bet that's going to be good. I really
Maybe.
Do. Limited release, Mr. Church. This is the Eddie Murphy movie where in 1965, a stranger arrives on a 10-year-old's doorstep and her single mom, who's battling breast cancer, and they learn that the quiet man, Henry Church, has been hired by Marie's recently deceased former lover to cook for them and help maintain the household. It becomes this crazy drama of Eddie Murphy trying something new.
Interesting. It's about time. He needs to do something different. Cardboard Boxer.
It's weird to see Thomas Hayden Church looking like he's doing some kind of maybe possibly action thing. Mm-hmm. Just looks odd. And there's an interesting documentary about the Beatles called 8 Days a Week. So you can check any of those things out or other things depending on your market.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. So London's prop store is having like just the greatest geeky auction thing pretty much ever going on. They've got Sloth's mask from Goonies. They have an actual Star Wars TIE Fighter pilot helmet. They've got Mulder and Scully badges from The X-Files. They've got McLean's walkie-talkie from Die Hard. They've got the mask from The Mask. Gizmo from Gremlins, Jack Bauer's CTU badge. So you could even get a Rocket Penguin. Follow the shows. Go to London. Bid. Buy something. Remember us. We like stuff. Shiny.
So people have relied on blurring images and pixelation for as long as the internet and pictures and the ability to pixelate them, which has been pretty much forever as far as photos and computers go.
Yes, what you can find them, not photos by themselves.
Well, yeah. Yes. Obviously. Not that naive. Researchers from the University of Texas at Austin and Cornell Tech have derived a machine learning system that can identify faces and text and images with alarming accuracy. So the blurring does nothing. The machine program is able to unblur and see whatever. And this shouldn't be that alarming. I feel like this should not be cutting edge stuff, but apparently it is. You don't need to worry. This is not a widespread thing unless the government's been doing it for 50 years. Who knows?
You never do know. So Margot Robbie is officially signing on. She's going to be the executive producer on the Harley Quinn Suicide Squad spinoff film. And other than that, not much is known, other than the story is supposed to be centered a little more around the female heroes of the DC universe. So they're already talking Batgirl as being someone for this. So it's still quite a way off, but it is looking more like it's really going to happen, which is always good because she was great in Suicide Squad.
We may well be on the brink of the sixth mass extinction event in Earth's history.
Yes!
The last one wiped out most of the dinosaurs and led to a loss of 75% or more of all life on Earth. It's not good.
No, that would not be.
It's not good. Last time it was a asteroid. This time, it's us.
Dun, dun, dun.
We're doing these things. A study to be published in the September 16th issue of Journal Science shows that humans are causing dramatic changes to the global ecosystem, especially for marine life. The study led Jonathan Pye of Sanford said, "There is no past event that looks biologically like what's happening today. Just seeing that, you might suspect it's toxic dumping or global warming that caused, and yeah, they are making it worse, but it's overfishing. It's over hunting. It's needlessly killing species of animals because they don't fit what you think your ecosystem should be. And are we really all that surprised by it? I'm not surprised by this study.
So you always saw Shaman Lama movies, how they ended.
I hate
what? Oh, shut your dirty mouth.
Except for, okay, only The Village. I hated The Village. The Village made me upset.
That's fair.
Because The Village was ridiculous.
Would have been a far more interesting movie to focus on the people who are actually living in this.
Right.
Yeah. Mattel's recent reboot of the ViewMaster was really a Google Cardboard type of VR headset. It uses pretty much any phone. You know, it's $45, so it's not as fancy, but it's still a pretty fun thing. Well, what about a special ViewMaster for Batman the Animated Series? It'll have a Batman-themed variant, which looks really awesome. Of course it does. It'll have a little film reel that looks like the old school things. It'll transport you to the Batcave. It's got a storyline of Gotham City being under attack by the Joker, the Riddler, and Two-Face. But what's really fun is that they have Kevin Conroy as Batman, Mark Hamill as the Joker, and Tara Strong as Batgirl. It's going to be available mid-November, so make sure you go and get that. I kind of want that, but then again, I want all kinds of things VR. I really want that Batman VR thing. We got to make that happen. And then if we do, you can have the bow and arrow one. Fair? Fair? GRD/the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Non-Derivative Works/3.0 license. Come check us out on Facebook and on Twitter, and you know, go look at the wonderful notes we write at geekradiodaily.com. They are something special, let me tell you. If you would like to, drop a note, please. It's podcast@geekradiodaily.com. Have yourself a fantastic weekend, and we will see you on the other side of it.
Well, I thought every part of it was good, but overall I hated it.
I feel exactly the opposite, but the same.
Game over, man. Game over.
Good night, suckers.
Get off my ship.
Well, folks, I am out of here.
There is nothing wrong with your television set. Do not attempt to adjust the picture. We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. If we wish to make it softer, we will tune it to a whisper. We will control the horizontal. We will control the vertical. We can roll the image, make it flutter. We can change the focus to a soft blur or sharpen it to crystal clarity. For the next hour, sit quietly and we will control all that you see and hear. We repeat, there is nothing wrong with your television set. You are about to participate in a great adventure. You are about to experience the awe and mystery which reaches from the inner mind to the outer limits.